Chapter 10. Join the Attention Resistance. In June 2017, Facebook started a blog series called Hard Questions. They explained that they knew that digital technology was changing people's lives and that this led to some difficult questions. This series was a chance for Facebook to explain their answers to these questions. In June, there was a post about hate speech, and in September and October, they discussed how social media affected the 2016 presidential election in the USA. Then they published an article on a subject that I was especially interested in. Is spending time on social media bad for us? It was written by two Facebook researchers, David Ginsberg and Moira Burke. In it, they looked at the scientific research that had already been done. They explained that they wanted to find out what are the good and bad ways of using social media. I believe that this post was a terrible thing for Facebook. In this chapter, I will explain why. A good way to start is with the idea of the attention economy. This is the area of business which makes money by getting people's attention and then selling it to advertising companies. The attention economy is not a new idea. It began when Benjamin Day started his newspaper, the New York Sun, in 1830. Until then, newspaper publishers thought that their readers were their customers. They wanted to create newspapers which were so good that people would be happy to pay to read them. Then, Day realized that he could change things so that his readers became his product and the advertisers became his customers. To achieve this, first he cut the price of the New York Sun, and then he added more popular stories which were not serious news, but which he knew his readers would really want to read. He was not interested in selling things to his readers for their money. He wanted to sell his readers' attention to other people, the advertisers. It was a success, and it continued in newspapers and then in television. So it is not a surprise that, in the late 1990s, technology companies started to look for a way to make this idea work in the online world. At first, they were not very successful. But after a few years, there was a big change. At the time I am writing this, Google has the second highest value of any company in the USA, with a value of over $800 billion. Facebook has a value of $500 billion. Compare this with the oil company ExxonMobil, which now is worth only around $370 billion. To understand how this change happened, we need to look at the company Apple. The iPhone, and the similar phones which followed it, were able to send advertisements to users at all times in the day. They also collected information about their users to help them to send the right advertisements to the right people. Smartphones were able to grab people's attention in a way that newspapers, magazines, and TV programs could not. For this to work well, people had to look at their phones a lot. So, companies like Facebook spent money on a new idea called attention engineering, using psychology to find ways to get people to spend more time on their smartphones. It worked. The average user now spends 50 minutes per day on Facebook products alone. For a company to continue like this, it needs to stop people from thinking too much about how they are using their phone. The way Facebook does this is to tell people that it is a product that everyone needs to use, like electricity. In other words, everyone is using it, so it would be strange not to. To return to the start of this chapter, this is the reason I believe that Ginsberg and Burke's article was such a bad idea for Facebook. Because they accept that there are different ways of using Facebook, they are encouraging people to really think about how they use it. Here is an experiment to explain why. If you are a Facebook user, think about what you would really miss if you had to completely stop using it. Now, imagine that you had to pay Facebook for every minute that you used it. How much time would you really need? For most people, the answer is between 20 and 30 minutes. However, if everyone thought like this, the company would lose money, and in the end, it might disappear. That is why thinking about how you use social media is so dangerous for the companies that provide it. All this is important because if you want to change the way you use digital technology, you need to understand that it is not going to be easy. It will be a fight, but not a fair fight. You will be fighting very rich companies who will use their money to try to stop you from winning. When you fight them, it is a bit like joining the resistance during a war when another country has taken over your country. However, the good news is that you will not be alone. There is now a group of people who we can call the Attention Resistance, who are trying to change things. In the next two chapters, I will explain some practices that will help you to join this resistance.